Cerebral palsy, CP, refers to a group of disorders that affect muscle movement and the ability to move, which is caused by brain damage, which occurs before 4 weeks of age. Some of the main causes of CP are complications during pregnancy, labor, or delivery. Paralysis that develops because of brain damage after 4 weeks of age is not considered to be CP. Although CP refers to motor paralysis, the symptoms of physical impairment vary among individuals. It can affect the arms, legs, face, several limbs, or all of these. Therefore, some patients only have limited impairments, whereas others are unable to walk, stand still, or even crawl or roll over, and they require various assisting tools, such as crutches and wheelchairs, and total nursing care. Based on the condition, CP is divided into three types: spastic, ataxic, and athetoid. Furthermore, CP can result in additional medical disorders, such as respiratory problems, e.g. restrictive ventilator impairment, dysphagia, and speech or communication problems. CP permanently affects body movement and muscle conditions, but it is not progressive or fatal. Most children with CP grow up to be adults. Various forms of treatment and therapy are available to improve the patient's capabilities and help increase their independence. Although the therapeutic measures applied to the patients depend on how serious their disorder is, there are some common and important matters to remember as follows. 1. You need to prevent deformation of the joints, particularly during the growing years, because bones grow faster than muscles, and this can greatly affect the movement of the joints. 2. You need to check the posture of the patients, particularly during the elementary and junior high school years, and use assisting tools such as wheelchairs if necessary. 3. You need to carefully observe the development of restrictive ventilator impairment because of scoliosis, which often occurs because of being in an unnatural posture for a long time. 4. You need to prevent patients from lying in bed in the same posture or sitting with two legs bent on each side for a long time, because these may cause dislocation of the hip joint. 5. You need to provide treatments and therapies for the whole body to prevent decline in total physical strength because of inflexible joints, limited physical activity, and weakened muscle strength. In the absence of severe intellectual or physical disorders, children with CP may attend schools for regular education. However, most of them have to undergo extensive rehabilitation and receive special support education. Because their ability to move is severely restricted, they require some type of nursing care throughout their lives. That is why interprofessional cooperation is necessary to find and apply good and effective educational and therapeutic measures to increase their independence and quality of life.